the second day, and right now we have the San Point Eagles, or excuse me, the Bethel Warriors playing the Central Peacock. And we're already off to a start. We've already got the Central Peacock to 2 and the Warriors to 0. And it'll be Warriors ball. We got Nelson bringing it up the court. Passes it over to Daniel. Back to Matt. Matt picks it up. And it's no good. And we got it by JC. Rebounded by the Warriors, Daniel. Out the back, from the outside, back to the drive in. Passing to Daniel, down going in for a layup, and it's good for two. So that'll put 2 points for the Warriors.
So good.
Rebounded by Luther. Here we the Warriors. And Matt bringing it up court. They'll pass it over to Nelson. Nelson from the outside, driving in. And the red ball. And that'll be the first foul of the morning for against Pinkford. So the Warriors are inbounding it. Going to throw it out to Nelson. Nelson's going to drive in. And he's got 2 points. We're looking at a tied game here, both 4-4 with 6 minutes. Oh, what a move! We're going to slide open on the lead game, just up 2. All right, we got the Warriors bringing the ball back up. Nelson's got it up. And pass goes to Nelson. Nelson can drive in, doesn't like it. Let's pass it up and hit it. Hayden was going to drive in, didn't like what he saw. And he's going to pass it back out to Nelson. Nelson's going to drive in. Drive in there, but Scott. Warriors ball. Inbound it to Hayden. Back out to Max. Max is going to drive in. Going to back out to Daniel. Back to Nelson. Nelson's going to put it up, and it's no good. And it's rebounded by Nelson of the Warriors. Nelson's going to put it back in. Oh, and a beautiful layup by Nelson for 2 points. Score with 5 minutes left in the first period is tied at 6-6. At this time, I'd like to thank all those that made this tournament possible. We'd certainly like to thank Peter Pan Seafood for making this tournament possible. We'd also like to thank our additional supporters, include Alaska Commercial Company, King Cove Corporation, Young Children's Sons, Hog Dog Tribe of King Cove, Solution Big Borough School District, and KSPP. Pressure today, lots of pressure. Gary picks it up, and no good, and rebound, a tough rebound there, and it looked back to the front. So, really double defenses today, the Warriors are. Wade puts it up to 2. So, we got the Warriors bringing the ball back up, Nelson's got it up court. Looking for somebody. Nelson's got the lead, and Wade puts it up. And it's no good. Rebound by Graydon. Tried to pass it in, and we get the Warriors player, so it'll be a big close ball. Okay, we got the Warriors bringing the ball. Patrick's got it right now. Patrick's going to drive it in. Oh, doesn't like it. Patrick's back out to Hayden. Hayden's going to get to Nelson. Nelson's going in. Pressure and misses. He's rebounded by J.C. Pinto. Jerry's wide open. And Jerry puts it up the three. Jerry was wide open there. So we're looking at Pinto 13, Bethel 6. And we got the Warriors bringing the ball up, passing it in the Hayden. Gets it into Nelson. Oh, the ball drop, rebounded by Pinto. And Gary puts it up the key. All right, we got the Warriors bringing it up. Nelson bringing the ball up. He's going to try to go in. Get blocked by JC. Ooh. Jason puts it up, but misses. Back to Max. Back to Tigger. Back to Tigger. And Tigger's up to three. Remember last night, Tigger did that three just seconds before the game was over to win the game against Sam Point. So he's won it. So we need to watch. Pink Bowl has the ball again.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't keep his fingers on that. So it'll be the Warriors' ball. We're looking at, again, the Warriors' 9 in total 15 with 2:21 left in the first period. Warriors are bringing the ball up. Nelson's got it. He's going to pass it out to Cinca. Back into Max. Max is going to drive in. Passes it back into Hayden. Mm-hmm. Hayden with a good block there, but still Warriors. Max up to Nelson. Nelson's going to go for the drive for the layup, and Nelson scores another 2 points.
So close.
And rebounded by the Bethel Warriors. Nelson's going to bring it up for us here. And that passes it in the Max. Max is going to drive in. Just believe it. Back out to Sinka. Sinka for three. No good. Rebounded by Dillon. And no good. And rebounded. Oh, we got a foul.
Wow.
We got a foul on Pinto. Ryan Eckley with his first foul.
That was his first foul.
King Gold has 2 team fouls, and Warriors have 0. All right, we got the Warriors bringing the ball back up. They'll just bring it up for us here. Back into Daniel. Back into Krista. Oh, and it's deflected by Jerry. Jerry almost had a free run down the court, but kicked it out. So it'll be the Warriors' ball.
What a good
at half court.
That was incredible defense
steal. Going to bring it in. Out to Krista. Going to think about it. Think it's going in for the drive. Puts it up. Oh, misses the foul. But so Krista will go to the line.
And that will be 55, Dillon.
That'll be Dillon Larson's first foul. He's going, I think he's going for 2 shots. First shot is up, and it's good. So we're looking at 12 to 15 now with King Cole having a 3-point lead. And he's going to put up his second shot. It's good. It's up, and it's good. All right, so we're looking at just a 2-point lead though for Team Cole. So Team Cole works the ball back down to their side of the court.
And got it, and shut the ball. Okay.
10:30 this morning we have the King Cole girls versus the Bethel girls. And then at 1:30 we have the Bethel boys versus the Sandpoint boys. And at 3 p.m. we have Bethel girls versus Sandpoint girls. And at 6 p.m. we have the King Cole boys versus the Sandpoint boys. And we have lots of games today. We had an awesome, awesome night last night. Some real intense games last night. And so we invite you to come out if you're in King Cole. If not, listen on the radio. They'll be all broadcast. Okay, we got that one. Pick us up for it. Oh, man, he tried to clean him.
Oh, my God, I do it now.
All right, he's okay. Oh, and rebounded by that one. Okay, he's got it. Nelson's up for it. Looks like the pressure. Number 44 comes up.
Oh, the tie is up.
Number 44 of the Bethel Warriors, that was put up by Donald. Again, took it off. So we're back to Kinko PTX 19, Bethel Warriors 17. Out to Cinca. Cinca's going to drive in. Doesn't like what he sees. He's going to pass it back out to Nelson. Nelson is going to try and drive in. It's blocked by Braden. Daniel back out to Aiden. Back to Nelson. Oh, and Nelson
all scrambled.
And what do we got? Oh, we got it. Wade got it back. Nelson could throw the ball there, but he got it back. Out to Cinca. Back into Daniel. Daniel's going to drive in. Out to Aiden. Aiden's going to put it up. And it's no good. Oh, he's not by Braden.
Foul.
And we have a foul on the way. That'll be three. That'll be his first foul. And that's Nelson. His first foul of the morning.
All right, great touch to Dave. Great touch to Dave. Got it. Looking.
Oh. That's scary. Couldn't keep it, so it'll be Warriors ball. Warriors are bringing up Max, bringing it up now. Max is going to pass it up to Daniel. Daniel's going to drive in and put it up.
Oh,
it's a three. Yeah, so we're back to the side. basketball game in 1919 with 6 minutes left in the second period. Gary tried to get it out of here. Get it in there. It's going to be Warriors' ball. Max bringing it back down to court here.
Not the Warriors can take the lead.
Going to think if you can think about it, since it's going to go in. Out to Daniel. Daniel's going to put it in. 14. Daniel on the back. 2 points. The lead on the Bethel Warriors is 21. The King Cole Sea Jacks is 19. We're going to take a timeout. All those that were here last night or was listening on the KSCP last night, we know how intense the game was with the standpoint boys versus the Bethel boys. Came right down to the last couple of seconds of the game.
It came down two punch crazy, like Joseph's crazy layup or something, and then all of a sudden.
Since they got the ball and put it up to 3 points, which was a couple seconds left in the game, and the clock ran out.
So
Bethel tried to come back playing almost came back. So they are definitely a team to certainly not take lightly.
All right.
Okay, Finkel can hit on the ball.
Great shot.
Wow. Great shot. Great shot. Great shot. Great shot. Great shot. Great shot. So that'll give the King Cole Sea Jacks the lead by 1 point. We got a tobacco here. Okay, there's just something on there.
Oh, wow.
So we're looking at King Cole Sea Jacks, though, at 24, and that's a word. Pitch is trying to go in, and it's out to Donald. Back to Daniel. Okay, now we're back. We're back to Big Joe Kinsack, 22, and the Bethel Warriors, 21. Okay, hopefully our table there gets the scoreboard right.
Here we go.
Daniel for the Warriors. Daniel's flipped it up, and it's just short for that.
He's got four rebounds.
All right, looks like our score is a 6, so we're looking at the Kinsack, 22, and the Bethel Warriors, 21. A rebound by Donald, and the Warriors passes it back to Matt. Pass it out to Pink. I think it's going to put it up for 3. We'll figure this out here. Wade is open now. Bethel's got it. Max is bringing it up here. Score to you here just a minute. I think we're thinking about it for the drive in. Oh, nice. But, and we get a foul. And Kinsler will go to the line. So we will get the score here in just a minute to figure out which team has what. Okay, it's not going to be a shooting foul. I got some Nelson. Nelson can drive it. Oh, trying to put it up. Oh, we got traveling on Nelson at the Warriors. So it's damn tired of being so small. We got Shane to put it up for the Warriors. Rebounded by Nelson of the Warriors. He's going to bring it up for us. He's guarded by James. Bring it back there. Out to Max. Max is going to put it up, and it's no good. And it's rebounded by Max. And the Warriors are going to put it up again. And it's no good. And rebounded by Kinko. And it's rebounded again by the Warriors. That'll be Dylan's second foul. Warriors get the ball up. Out to Daniel, back to Max. Back to Daniel. Daniel's going to drive in. Out to Hayden. Hayden back to Max. Max to drive in. Back up to Nelson. Nelson picks it up.
Oh.
And rebounded. And
Gary.
He got a foul. I think the game, I think I'm figuring it out a little bit about this. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like we had it wrong here. The Kinko T-Jacks are the best. We are at 22 for the T-Jacks and 24 for the Bethel Warriors. So we're looking at the Warriors in a 2-point lead right now. Now to Dylan. Oh, Dylan just was on his fingertips and he just released this control. Down the ball. Out to Braden. Braden saved that one. Out to Braden. Oh, he was double teamed. And we got a foul again on Nelson. So that'll be Nelson's second foul of the game. Okay, down it still. Don't put it up.
Oh,
no good. Right in the hands of Green and the Warriors. So the Warriors are going to bring it back up. Max brings it up. Force. Pass out to Nelson. Nelson is on the drive in. Out to James. James took it up.
Oh.
And it's so good.
He's
got it by James.
That's good.
Pass back to Graves.
Got it.
Lots of pressure on him. Out to Gary. Gary's got pressure by Max. Back out to Brady. Brady took it up. And it's no good. Rebounded by the Warriors.
Oh, he has
traveled. Oh, that's a ball. And Dylan got it. Dylan on the back. Back to Gary. Gary is right there.
Oh,
no, and this is a layup. And Dylan tries to put it back up. No good. Oh.
Wow.
Saved by the Warriors. Wow, what a save by the Warriors. We got back bringing it up into Nelson. Out to Hayden, back into Nelson, back to Max, back into Daniel. Daniel took it up, too much pressure, back out to Hayden. Back out to Max.
All the time, what
they
do, defense, but not letting them come into the paint.
Back into Nelson. Back into Hayden now, back out to Nelson. They're playing the outside. Now Max is thinking, back out to Nelson. Driving, yeah, Max is going to try to put it up, and it's no good, and it's rebounding.
Oh, my,
really by the Warriors, getting Nelson's going to put it up.
Oh,
and over the Warriors. And we got Hayden with it again. Back out to Max.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Okay, we got a timeout. And we have 18 seconds left in the second period here. So. What that looks like, something wrong on their unit. Bethel will get back out again, and then it's Bethel's ball. And Max will inbound out to Nelson. Back to Max. 14 seconds left. Out to Nelson. Nelson to pick it up.
Hey! Oh! Hey, three points!
So, ready to pick it up.
Oh!
So we are at a 2-point lead here by the Warriors.
That is incredible by Jason Fowler.
So we will go ahead and take a 10-minute break here, Virgil, and we will see you in 10 minutes then.
Yep. Yes. Okay. maybe we'll go back to the cell phone then, because I don't think the speakerphone is working, because it's got to have the speakerphone on, and it's just, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'll call back in. We'll call back in on the cell phone. 9 minutes.
All right. Sorry about that, everybody. I think that was a one-sided conversation. You got to hear Chris, and we're going to try something different than the speakerphone and see whether we can get a little bit better sounding play-by-play. How about some Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain?
I'm To take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, TelAlaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska. She keeps them always shandled in a pretty cabinet. Anthony Cage, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's an invitation you can't take. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen. Got body jeopardy. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. And appetite. Wanna try? Oh, 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 oh. To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man, China, with down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, she's in that way. Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind.
From the Killer Queen to Courtside in King Cove, here's Chris Babcock.
All right, we're going to begin our second half of our first morning game of the Bethel Warriors against the King Cove D-Jacks. I apologize, I didn't hear some of the play-by-play in the first half, but we were trying a new setup and it didn't work out quite well. So we're back to cell phones, but it'll be King Cove getting down to the ball again.
Great, 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 great. Okay. That's ball. Gary's looking. I'm still going in, but no. Great. Big drive. Big jumper. No good.
This is rebounded by the Warriors. I think Nelson will bring it up court. We're looking at the Warriors 27 and the King Cove D-Jacks 25.
Not giving up without a fight.
Back to Nelson. Back out to Sinka. I think we're thinking about it, but I want to take it back out to Mack. Back out to Sinka, back out to Mack. Back to Nelson, Nelson tips it up. Then it's no good.
Oh, but we can, oh,
back to Daniel, back to Max. Raiders going to drive it in. Oh, we got a foul. And that'll be Graydon's first foul. It'll be Warriors' ball. Oh, wow. Daniel. Daniel wants to drive in. He's going to go back out. Out to Cinca. We're just thinking about it. He's going to give it back to Daniel. Out to Cinca. Cinca trying to drive in. Back out to Daniel. Stepped out. Stepped out of bounds. It'll be the Warriors' ball out of their net. Daniel.
Back with 3 points.
And they got the lead.
And that'll give the Warriors the lead again by 1 point.
We got to start to get off of them.
We'll give Cinca some time. He takes those 3 points.
Don't
out Dylan of the control.
Oh, and Dylan passes it to Hayden.
Back to Daniel with the Warriors. Back to back.
Out to Cinca. Out to Max.
Over to Nelson. Over to Daniel. Back to Max. Back to Cinca. He's going to put it up again. Oh, and that's no good this time. Rebounded by Gary. Oh, and Dylan's no good. Rebounded by Daniel for the Warriors. Max will bring it up court for the Warriors.
Rebounded
a lot. They're off the hand back to Max. Back to Daniel. Back to Max. Back to Hayden. Hayden says, I'm going to drive in.
Oh, and it's tipped away by Gary.
Gary's going all the way.
Nice. Gary has to stack.
Don't control that lead by 1 point now. Gary came in with a beautiful layup. And Gary's team goal 2 points. So Max, back out to Max to the Warriors. Back to Daniel. Back to Cinca. Cinca says he's going to have to with
nice. Oh, my God.
They got back with another three, so that gives
killing them with the three.
That gives the Warriors a 2 point advantage right now.
This short is a double coaching off. That's the problem, man.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
someone
tried to rebound
there. Rebound there. And that'll be Dylan will draw his third foul of the game. Okay, Warriors are bringing it up court.
Daniel.
Out to Max. Out to Daniel. Back to Max. They're still playing the outside to Nelson. Back to Max. Into Daniel. Out to Hayden.
Oh, Gary, you're pressing it. Gary's wide open. He takes it all the way.
Oh, Gary goes over to Coffin.
We're tied
for the Warriors. We're tied up again. 33-33 with 10 seconds left in the third period.
Hayden, you're thinking about it. Out to Max. Max, we've got to put it up. Oh, it was tied.
Way too high. We're looking at a tie game right now. We're looking at 33. 33 going into the fourth period.
So, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
And if you're not doing anything in King Cole today, we've got games all day and through the night. So we invite you to come out. It was an exciting night last night. And it'll be exciting day and exciting night tonight. So there's an exciting game going on right now. After this will be the, the Bethel girls play at the Sand Point. Our Bethel boys. Oh, no.
Excuse me. The King Cole group is playing the best of Lady Warriors. And that game starts. We'll start here at 10:30. So
Oh, that's a peculiar. Heavily guarded by Max.
All right.
So much.